Welcome to The Liberating Secret. My name is Sylvia Pierce, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm doing a series. The series is called Christ, Our Life Ministry, Scriptural Basis, and basically that's the name of our ministry, and these are our scriptural bases that we base our teaching from. Of course, we feel exactly what the Bible is saying, and we're just reinterpreting what God is already saying through His Word. So, love doing this, and I love being with you. I hope that you are gaining a lot of not just information, but revelation from this series. That is my hope. I mean, anybody can feed you with a bunch of information, but what God's Word is really revelation, and it takes the revelation of the Holy Spirit to understand what God is saying. So, now, we have already gone through four different topics, and now we're at the fifth topic, and this one is called God is fixed forever, being only other love, while Satan is fixed and can only be self-centered and for himself. So what we're going to discuss is, what is fixation? What does that mean to be fixed? And how does that relate to us? And what do I mean that God is fixed in being an other lover? Well, let's talk a minute about fixation, what we're fixed on. The only way that we can be fixed in something, in meaning that we won't change, we can't change, is that we've made a decision. And think of us, for instance. When you took Jesus as your Savior, in the beginning you were not fixed in that. You made the choice. But the wonderful thing about faith is what you choose and what you believe then comes back inside of you and brings its own witness. So, as a little person, not understanding very much and just receiving Jesus as your Savior, you trusted Him for your Savior. Now, when it was fixed is when God confirmed it on the inside of you. And I know in my own experience, I went through a time where I looked at my behavior and I thought, well, how in the world Jesus can't be my Savior. I can't be really forgiven of my sins. Here, I've done a sin again. So I really wasn't fixed in what I had taken by faith. And so as soon as my Bible teacher says, now, Sylvia, put your confidence in what God says, in the record that God says about His Son. And the record says that He has forgiven you, which is an absolute. Think of it that way. Think of the Bible truth as being absolute truth, because Jesus Himself, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So He's absolute truth. So I'm putting my faith in an absolute, okay? Now, that absolute, because I did that and I stood in that absolute truth of that Jesus did forgive me because He promised me He would. See, I believed Him. And because of that, it came back inside of me as a living reality. It has its own witness. When you put your faith in an absolute, it has its own witness and comes up inside of us and says to us, it is true. Now, I like that scripture in the little book of 1 John. It says in 1 John this. It says, he that believeth on the Son hath the witness in himself. So it comes up and confirms what we've believed. And all of a sudden, I know that I know that I know. Well, that's a miracle for us to know something. And we know in our spirit, you know, a human being is tripartite. I've said that many times. And that really means that I'm a spirit, that we're all really spirit beings. And we have a soul. And we live in our bodies. We live in a clothing, which is called our bodies. So, but I really am spirit. So I'm making my choices from my spirit. A lot of people and a lot of teachers and Bible teachers say we make it from our soul. Well, that cannot be true. You see, a soul in our body is really a part of our flesh realm. So if I'm making a choice for my soul, and my soul vacillates, I like something today, tomorrow I don't like it. So I can never have a fixation in my soul, because I'm going to think something today and then I'm going to think the opposite tomorrow. Or I'm going to feel something today and feel the next day. So I can never have the witness in my soul. It's got to be in my spirit. Okay, so I've made the choice, and I'm just simply having childlike faith in Jesus Christ and trusting Him to forgive me of all that He said He would do it, and He washed me white as snow. So then up comes a witness in my spirit, and all of a sudden I know that I know that I know. Well, how do I know that I know? I can't fully explain that. It's just a fixation inside of me. And that's what I'm getting to, a fixation. Now, God wants us to be fixed, and He wants us to have that final fixation so that nothing can shake it. When you have that, the devil can't torment you anymore about what you know and what you don't. Well, knowing about something is soul. So I can know about something, then I can get new information the next day. So that changes. Never, what I have in my spirit does not change, and that's what fixes me. Okay, now, God brings us from stage to stage to stage to fix us in the next level of sonship. That's what we talk about at Christ Our Life Ministries. And there He also wants us to be fixed. So He's to shake us a lot so that we won't trust in anything except what God says about our identity. And then we become fixed people. Okay, so fixation is the point. And God Himself is fixed. Now, how can we say that He is fixed? Well, there's a scripture twice in the New Testament, once in Titus, and it's also in the book of Hebrews. And this scripture says in chapter 1, verse 2, it says, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Cannot lie. Now, that's an absolute. That's an absolute. I want us to think a minute about what is absolute and what is relative. You see, in the day and age that we live in, the mentality is that everything is relative. Now, a friend of mine, Ron Block, and I were, I was at his house, and he was reading to me a book, and I'm not remembering the title of the book, but it was by Francis Schaeffer. And Francis Schaeffer was talking about the mentality of society back in the 30s. The mentality of the society back in the 30s was that, or the late 30s, was already beginning to shift to relativity, that everything is just relative to how I feel, how I think in the moment, and in the moment, and what I feel like is true or feel like what is not true. Well, we don't think, I mean, I was born in 1941, so I don't think of it as being that way at that time, so it was just beginning to come. Okay, what was the mentality before that? Before that, it was totally understood in society, basically, that God was true, that Jesus was really the Savior, that sin was sin, that the consequences of sin was there. So when a person went to preach the gospel, he didn't have to convince people that God was God, because everybody already had that as an absolute in their minds. Well, as the time has come, the devil has seduced society into believing that everything is just relative. So what does that do? It makes all absolutes fly out the window. So there is no absolute God. There is no absolute heaven or hell. There is no absolute sin. There cannot be an absolute Savior. So everything is relative to how I feel and what I want to think and what I want to make up to be is true. You see, that's the society that we live in today. So you know what? In the book of Revelations, in the Apostle John wrote the Revelations, and in the beginning of it, the first three chapters, it's talking about the seven churches and the last church. And a lot of people agree that the last church is, these could be church ages, you see, as well as particular churches, in that time when John wrote that, because he was writing to seven different churches. The last church, which a lot of people take it as meaning the last church age, is the Church of Laodicea. And the whole problem with Laodicea is this, and I would like to read these verses, because I think it brings it out very, very clear. It starts, and this is chapter 3, and I'm going to read to you what it says, starting with verse 15. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would have you hot or cold. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. So, you see, it's a damnable thing to not be either hot or cold. What is hot or cold? It's absolutely hot or absolutely cold, you see. So what is the mentality of that church age? Well, it's moved towards lukewarmness, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and really relativity, what I want to make of my life and what I want to think what God says, instead of really taking the absolute truths of what God has laid down in His Word, so that I can be fixed and know the truth of who I am and who my Savior is and who God is, and have that fixation. Then the devil has even moved the church off of that. So we are even saying things, abominable heresies in the churches, that is making, you know, it's not even relative, is if God is really, can really save me and totally make me a brand new person in Christ, basically, because there's so many saviors now. Well, it may be Jesus. Jesus can be your savior. You can call him. I even heard a minister say this a couple of years ago on TV. It appalled me. It shocked me. But he said, anybody that calls upon the name of the Lord, whether it be, whether your Lord be Jesus or Allah or Buddha or Jehovah, shall be saved. You see, that's a mixture. Everything is mixed up. That's what lukewarm is. That's what relative. Everything is relative to whoever I want to pick to be my Savior. When Jesus, and so we have entered into that day of Laodicea, where everything is lukewarm and relative, even convincing people that sin is sin. And even in the church, people cannot even agree that sin is sin. It's, well, that's what you say it is, but, you know, I just will say what I want to say it is. So everybody is really becoming their own God, and exactly, and deciding upon them for themselves what is true, what is not true. So that's why everything is so shaken and everybody is so insecure, because nobody has put their faith in anything that's absolute. Well, what is absolute? What is cold? Cold is, I don't believe there is. I don't believe there's God at all. He would rather for you to be an atheist almost than to be lukewarm. Or I'm going to be so hot for Jesus that I don't care what. You see, he would rather be you totally hot or totally cold. I'm cold and I'm an atheist. Because if you're an atheist, it's really a little bit more honest than being lukewarm and mixing all your truths up with what you think is true, instead of standing on what God says. So that's the point. Okay. But God is so fixed that he cannot lie. Actually, we said this when we did our talk on God not being able to change. He's unchangeable. He is the same today, yesterday, forever. He is the same. He's not changeable, because he is fixed. Fixed in what? Fixed in being an other lover. Fixed in being a lamb and deciding within his own being, I will be that. Now, because of that, he is so fixed, he cannot lie. He cannot be evil. He cannot be for himself. He cannot tell you anything that is not absolute truth. He cannot do that. Even God cannot do some things. Isn't that amazing? If he cannot do it, and it's said that way, it means that he could have and chose not to and said, no, I will not. And in that, he became fixed in his choice, just exactly the way when I say, no, I'm not going to believe that I'm just my own Savior, that I can save myself. Because basically, that's what man believes before he receives Christ as Savior. He believes he can save himself. That's why he's so insecure and so crazy and so full of sin, is because he believes in his own self. He's drawing his security from his own flesh or what other people have said, which are not absolutes at all. Because God is absolute, Jesus Christ is absolute, and there's only one absolute way to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, one time I was talking to a man who was scientific, and he says, oh, I just don't believe in absolutes. And I thought, well, I think that's pretty foolish because, I mean, I'm just a simple person. I'm not a scientist. But I know, I mean, I learned that water was H2O. It's absolutely H2O. It can't be anything else. I mean, if you say it's H-O, it's not water. So everything in the scientific, the natural world is absolutely what it is. But we can't believe in absolutes. Well, we might be able to believe in absolutes in what we see, but we can't believe in absolutes in what we don't see. That's the point. And God requires us to believe in what we don't see, in the invisible. And as we put our faith in the invisible, reliable, fixed God, He makes us secure on the inside, because we're drawing now from a well that will never run dry. I mean, I've been thinking about this and thinking about how if we are a branch to a vine, the branch draws its energy from the vine. It doesn't live its own life. It doesn't even depend on itself at all. It depends on the juices or the sap of the vine. So that's how we're to live on God. And as we do, He fixes us. He causes security to come. And in my spirit, I know that I know that I know. What is a person? A person is a person because he knows that he knows that he knows. And he wills. And he loves or desires. All persons have desire. That's the three qualities of what it means to be a person. And God Almighty is a person, because he created us in his image. So he is a person. So he knows. So he knows and knows as spirit, because that's all he is spirit. But he manifested in flesh in Jesus Christ. He did. Okay. And Christ is the image of the Father. Yes. But he's spirit. And as a spirit, he knows. What does he know? He knows the truth, because he is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. So he is all there is to be know as an absolute. And he himself cannot lie. You know what? I think that makes this universe a safe universe. Because if God can only be true, and the Bible says that, let God be true. Let every man be a liar, but let God be absolutely true. Okay? And if God can only tell us the truth, that will set us free, because the Bible also says that it's the truth that will set us free. And God is the absolute lover of the whole universe, which is he's sacrificial, and he's agape love, which is unconditional, sacrificial love for us, you see, for his creation and his created forms made in his image, which is man, you see, that he is a safe God. Then we can wholly put our trust in him who is totally, wholly safe, because he is fixed forever and only telling us the truth. And actually, Jesus said this of the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And when I send you the Holy Spirit, he is the Spirit of truth. So when you have the Holy Spirit within you, you have the Spirit of truth. And he will lead you into all truth. So that's why, to really know truth, you have to depend on the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you to lead you into all truth and to give you wisdom. If you're depending on anything else, you're going to be shaken. You're going to be insecure. You're going to be not knowing. You won't know that you know that you know. You know, just in the natural world, a person, even though he may not fully know the truth, even if a person thinks he knows something, you're drawn to him. because everybody is drawn to somebody that's secure in what they know, even in the unsaved world. Well, that's what people are looking for in Christ. We are looking for teachers and preachers that know, that have fixation, that they know that we have Jesus living our life, that we can trust Him, that we can wholly depend on people that are not drawing, not worried, you see, and not living from any other source. The problem is we Christians don't really have a sin problem as much as we have a source problem. We're drawing from the wrong source that causes us to sin. Now, if we draw from the source that lives inside of us, Jesus, who is forever fixed in who He is and forever fixes you in the knowledge of who you are and how to know you are a saved person, you see, then we become secure in Christ. That's what we're all really looking for. We're really looking for inner security, which will only come as we know that we know that we know. If we're living from our flesh, we're drawing from the wrong source. If I'm living from my feelings, I'm drawing from the wrong source. If I'm living on just my thinking processes, I'm drawing from the wrong source. You draw from the well that will never run dry, and forever and ever and ever, you will know that you're totally fixed. You will know that you know. You will stand firm in what you know. You won't be shaken even when the devil comes and tempts you. You see, that's what the devil doesn't want from us. That's why we live a life of relativity, even in the Christian world. When you know that you know that you know, the devil cannot touch you. You see, when you think, oh, well, maybe it's true today and gone tomorrow, and I don't really know. You can only know because you're putting your trust in a person, in an invisible spiritual person that has come inside of you to be your security, to be your love, to be your life, to be your fullness. You see, when you draw from that source, the water will never run dry. And the inner security will never go away. Now, wait a minute. Does that mean that outwardly I might not feel weak? Yes, I feel weak all the time. Thank you, Jesus. I thank Him that I feel weak. I thank You that I don't have all of it just pouring out of me 24 hours a day, and that I don't feel the weakness. Thank You, Jesus, that I feel weak, because that's my feeling. That's my soul level. And I can depend on You in my spirit to be my strength, to be my life. And it reminds me daily, I don't live my own life. We live in a world that tells us we're living our own lives, that we should trust in our own self, because we're living in the devil's world. The Bible says that the whole world is really, we're in the lap of the evil one. It says in 1 John, it says that. So the whole world is testifying to us that we can trust in ourselves. And when I get tempted to trust in my own self, I get weak. Thank You for that weakness, because basically it puts me back on the one who is my strength, who is the one that can live the life. So that is fixation. That's God's fixation. But what we want to talk about next is Satan's fixation. And I'm not sure we have a whole lot of time, so we'll just begin this and we're going to continue this next time. Let me say this. The devil himself is a fixed devil, just like God is forever fixed, absolutely forever fixed, making the universe and making us fixed because He is fixed. You see, the devil himself is also fixed. And I'm going to talk about that next time. I'm not even going to go there right now. I just want to talk to you a minute about faith and how faith causes us to be fixed in the truth. Faith is receiving what's available. What's available? It's absolute truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is absolute truth. And as we receive what's available, do I know it's reliable? Well, you know what? I hear it with my ears, but do I really know it? Well, the Bible tells me He is, but it's invisible. It's still an unknowing to me, so it's risky. That's wonderful. I have to take a leap of faith. Same way I did when I sat in this chair. I had to take a leap of faith, really, to sit in the chair. Now, that's common to me, so I know how to do it real easily. Well, what was the risk? Maybe the chair would fall apart. Maybe it wouldn't hold me. Well, we take a leap of faith into Jesus, and we trust that he will hold us. We don't know that for sure because we're doing it in the invisible. When I sit in the chair, I'm doing it in the visible. I've done it a lot of times, and so I trust that the chair will hold me. So I don't even think about it. But when you're coming into Jesus, you just sit in him. You relax, and you trust him to be your Savior, to be your Lord, to be your life, to be your peace, to be your victory, to be everything and all, because Jesus is all in all in us. And I'm going to stop there and finish this discussion next time. Thank you for joining me. I hope that you've been blessed by today's program. These programs have been brought to you by Christ Our Life Ministries, based in Louisville, Kentucky. If you would like to know more about us, please check out our websites, www.theliberatingsecret.org and www.spiritbroadcasting.net. The Liberating Secret is our literary site. We offer many articles by many authors, and I have my own writings on it as well. You will find a bookstore where you will be able to purchase many of my own books and booklets, as well as other authors who also teach the truths of liberation. We have an online monthly newsletter that you might want to sign up for. Check it out. You're going to be blessed if you do. Now for our other website, which is the Spirit Broadcasting Network. All of our past TV and radio programs are being broadcast on this website. If you have a favorite program, you might want to find it here. If you are interested in any events such as conferences, retreats, or home meetings that we are conducting, please check out our calendar that you will find on both of our websites. We have an annual conference here in Louisville, Kentucky in May. It is always held the weekend after Mother's Day. We have great fellowship, great teaching, and great music by Ron Block, he's from Nashville. Twice a year, I teach a woman's retreat at Pawleys Island, South Carolina. Women, don't wait to sign up for Pawleys. You will love it. If you would like to have a meeting in your area, please email me at sylviap@theliberatingsecret.org. And thank you for joining us, and may God richly bless you. Goodbye.